Hello, this is Becca with Exit Barnland Design. How may I help you?
Hey, Becca, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. Sorry I missed your phone call. I was on lunch. Yeah, I apologize.
Okay, so number one, this is linked to the wrong account.
What do you mean by that?
The dashboard is not linked to our Google page. It's linked to some other Google page that's not our logo.
Okay, let me take a look real quick. Sorry, I didn't even listen to the voicemails. I just saw your missed call, so I called away.
And then, and then the other thing is I've tried about three times now to fill out the application.
Uh-huh.
And I have everything, but the error that comes up is, what is the business's monthly budget for the GG program?
Right.
And what am I supposed to put it?
So the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads is $539. Let me check.
It says this field can only contain currency values. So what I've tried, I did see in your email the minimum budget. I tried it with a dollar sign, without a dollar sign, and it won't go through.
Very strange. Okay. Are you in front of it right now?
I am, sir.
Okay. Try to just put the numbers 539 and see if that submits it. Unless,
it did.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it allows, like, numerical signs is what it is, for whatever
reason.
Yeah,
I tried it both ways. Okay, I just submitted it.
Okay.
And it says incomplete value.
Incomplete value. Where in the same field?
The certificate of liability is a JPEG.
Okay, got it. So let me pull up the application right now. Give me one quick second here. I appreciate you being on top of this stuff too. It's amazing.
It's been a little frustrating.
I feel the same way. I get it. And then you call and I don't answer. It was just like the worst time because I was on lunch, you know. But as soon as I saw the calls, I just called right back, you know. Let me see. Okay. So please provide a copy of certificate insurance document. Important. Your insurance must still be valid. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so number eight, is that what it's saying is, like, being denied?
Yeah, it says please provide a certificate of liability .jpg, which I did.
Okay.
And then a copy of the ROC registration, which I did, in a PDF form.
Okay. Let me see here. Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, I just
emailed
them to you.
Yeah, let me message the Google Guaranteed side. I know you have an appointment at 1, but let me just message them to see if they know what's going on. I believe it should accept JPEG, though, you know? But give me one second, and let me just double-check with them. Tag all of them. That way I just get a response as soon as possible. Google guarantee. Oh, dang it. They're on lunch. They're on lunch till 1. Okay.
So I just sent you an email with both of those documents.
Okay. I just got it. Give me one quick sec. Let me pull them up real fast. Yeah, these look good. I've had clients send them like that in a PDF format, so I don't understand why it's not accepting it on the application form. Let me double check here. So browse files. Okay, and when you attached it, so it says it's a PDF, saved as a PDF, right? You click browse files and you selected the
yeah.
Okay. So I don't know why it's not going through. Very strange. Okay.
When you go back, it's totally empty again.
What, the application?
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to recommend. They're not back to 1. I've never encountered this issue, so it's kind of weird. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them go through the application with you and submit it with you on the phone. That way, if there's any errors, they could clear it up on their side, or at least push it through on their side. And I'll forward the two documents you sent to me. That way they have them, you know.
Okay.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I've never seen this happen before, so I don't know if it's an error on the application side or what's going on, but I know they will be able to push it through for sure, you know.
Okay,
now on the other, so that one, that particular issue, let's just put that on the back burner for 1, just 30 minutes from now, and they'll be able to get that pushed through. Let me ask you, the other thing, you were saying the logo is different in your tracking system. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's not even, it doesn't have our current reviews, and we have a 4+, I think 4 point something rating on Google, and, but
I saw that. Yeah, it says 27 reviews, but when you click on it, it says 2, right?
Yeah, but that's not our logo. I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, something like that, there was a fraud that we tried to work with Google where somebody was using very close to our name. So if you see on the dashboard, it's Esteban. Apostrophe F, that's not the name, it's Esteban. And I tried to work with Google, but they said just set up a new page in your own, you know, with all your own information, which is not, the business account is not linked to that one, it's linked to that one that we had a fraud with, and we weren't the only person that had problems with them.
Right. Okay. I see exactly what you're saying. Because I found that other one with the logo that's on the dashboard, you know, with the 1.3, star reviews. So.
Yep.
Okay. So let me, hold on. I know the whole tech side's on, lunch, but I'm going to message, Caesar, who's the supervisor on that side. That way they can correct this issue. Okay. So first things first, the 1 p.m. appointment, okay, we'll get the Google Guaranteed squared away, and Caesar is, like, amazing. I'm going to message him right now. That way when he's back from lunch, he'll be able to see it. And I'm glad you were able to spot it, too, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I know that I wish I could fix it right here, right now, but 1 o'clock, we'll get the Google Guaranteed taken care of. And then once Caesar's back from lunch, he'll get on top of the incorrect listing sync too. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm doing right now is refilling that out, the application, you know, so that
I would wait till you're on the phone with them. That way you don't have to redo it again, you know. But if you want to have all the info in the fields, that way when they call, it's right there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
fine.
I'm
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll get on top of this right away, though, okay? So 1 o'clock, Google guaranteed. We'll get that all squared away. And then once Caesar's back from lunch, we'll go ahead and have him take a look into the incorrect listing scene. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, Becca, for the appointment, do you want us to just call your phone or are we calling Esteban's?
You can just call my phone, I would say.
Okay. Let's do that. Okay. So let me put that in the notes here. Bah, 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 bah. Especially since you have it all there in front of you, you know what I'm saying? So let me put priority note. I'll remember, too. It's less than 30 minutes away, but I'm just putting in the notes here. That way we know to call this phone, okay?
Yeah, and then what I did is I just converted the insurance, which is a JPEG. I just converted that to a PDF.
Okay.
So I can put it in that format.
Yeah, try to submit it that way. Or you could just wait till they're on the phone just to make sure it goes through fine. You know?
Yeah, because it did say that there was an error with the certificate of registration, which was in a PDF form.
Yeah, very strange. Very strange. So, yeah, that's why I'd recommend just wait till they're on the phone. That way we could do it live over the phone with you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I got this note. We're going to call your phone for that onboarding appointment. Okay. And I'm going to get, I'm going to notate this heavily for the, incorrect sync too. Okay. On the base program.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. We'll talk to you here shortly, Becca. Thank you for calling.
Okay. You bet.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.